You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
Every single day, I speak about the fourth industrial revolution just purely because I speak about companies like Apple and Alphabet and Tesla. But the fourth industrial revolution may be passing Africa by, or is it? On the telephone now is Victor Vandenberg, who represents a company called Aerobotics. It wasn't a very detailed introduction, Vic, but perhaps you could tell us a little bit about Aerobotics and the role that you play.
Good morning, Lindsay. Thank you very much for having me.
Pleasure.
Yes, certainly. Aerobotics is essentially a data analytics company who collects aerial imagery with multispectral cameras of farmers' orchards and then reports back to them very interesting, actionable data on a very easy-to-access web portal for where they can then investigate particular data points that might be of interest in their orchards. And this might include stressed areas in the orchard in terms of irrigation or stressed trees due to soil conditions or pests or disease. And also we are also able to map and digitize the entire farm. And my role essentially in all of this is to commercialize the business in North America and in Africa.
Okay, now where was this technology initiated? I mean, who came up with it? Did you import the technology and then just adapt it to Africa? Or is this a homegrown product?
Oh, yes, it's entirely homegrown. Our two founders, Benji Melton and James Patterson, started the business about 6 years ago now in their backyard, essentially building drones, the actual fixed wings drones.
Yes.
But soon after did they realize that, you know, the opportunity wasn't so much in the actual hardware. It was all in the collection of data and interpreting that data. And so they moved away from the actual kind of construction of fixed wings drones, and they went more into the actual AI and software end of collecting the data and then running, you know, high-tech AI models and machine learning software over the images, collecting the data and then delivering it to the farmers.
It's fascinating stuff, actually, because going off at a tangent, a company I'm involved with based in the port of Rotterdam started out as a company that has waterborne drones that collect rubbish. And that's obviously fantastic as it stops it going out into the open ocean, which is such a contentious issue at the moment. But what we found is that people want data as well. They want water temperature. They want alkalinity and acidity of the water. They want to know the depth of the water body that we're in, because obviously silting is a very important part of a port's life, and so it goes on. Air quality as well. So you found exactly the same thing at Aerobotics.
Correct. It's all about data, and the more farmers know, the more interventions they can stage in terms of ensuring the health of their crops. And as you know, tree crops grow over a longer period and are slower in adapting to interventions than conventional broad acre crops like maize or wheat or barley. So whatever actions you take, you need to be very clever in terms of where, how, and how much. And that's where our services are extremely useful for the farmer, because we can show him images and interpret data in wavelengths of light that he himself cannot see.
It's very interesting as well, because you, whenever you think of farming in South Africa, you think of big beefy chaps of a certain type who go out in the fields in their tractors and everything, and it's very, very traditional. But this is obviously transforming a traditional industry into something that is still traditional but far more efficient.
Exactly. I think the perception that we have about farmers and farming has changed in the last 5 to 10 years extensively, because farmers are now businessmen and no longer farmers. These operations that we deal with are very large-scale, multi-billion-dollar corporates that are running state-of-the-art technical services and software and equipment on their farms. And so collection of data is important to them because it moves the bottom line. And most of our customers are exactly that. They are businessmen. They want to see data. They want to action the data, and they want to see the results of their efforts. And we can measure that on all levels.
Okay, give me an example. So a farmer, a large-scale farmer, comes to you and says, right, I've got 20,000 hectares of citrus, for example, near the Cedarburg. You make a proposal to him, and off the drone goes. Then what happens? What sort of data are you collecting?
All right, so we essentially report on two things, particularly in the citrus industry. So one is that we report on the trees, the tree analytics. So essentially we count every single tree. We measure every single tree's health in terms of the amount of chlorophyll in the leaves. We measure every tree in terms of diameter and volume. And then we report this back to the client on whichever level he would like to see. May it be on a per tree level, on a zonal or orchard level, or a high level farm level. So the drone would fly over the farm, collect the aerial imagery, and then those images would come back to us for processing. Our machine learning models then interpret the data, and between 3 and 5 days later, the data is visible for the farmer to view within his profile on our web-based platform called AeroView. So what the farmer can then do is, on an orchard level, he can view all these trees, he can do count every single tree that was flown, and he can view instantly what orchards have the most numbers of stressed or underperforming trees and which orchards have the highest performing trees. And then he can dive deep into those orchards. He can set scouting routes using our award-winning infield app to go and investigate why those areas are poor performing so that he can stage corrective measures. And then the second part of what we do is our latest release, which is our citrus yield estimation tool, whereby we do a similar process, but our machine learning models actually measure and count the citrus, the fruit on the trees. And we're able to then report on the size distribution of the fruit that we saw, and we can make estimations of his yield and fruit size distribution at harvest several months before that day comes.
So you take 3 to 5 days to maximum to analyze the data and then send it out to the farmer. Presumably it would take a lot longer for him to go out in the field with his workers and say, right, go and count the trees, go and see which ones have got a bit of mold here and there. I'm being very simplistic, of course, but the time saving must be enormous for them.
Yes, I think it's on three levels, and we've done this in trials. We collect data in 20 times more samples than a farmer would, and about 15 times faster. So, you know, a farmer would, especially a size farm like you mentioned, which they are around, it would take several months to conclude a tree census, never mind investigate every single poor-performing tree. Whereas we can do about 200 hectares a day in flying and then 3 days to process. So it just allows these very large corporate farms and even the small farms to scale. We take that effort out of their hands. And because we sample more trees than they would, statistically speaking, we will have a far greater sample of the health of the orchard.
Very good. And what's the take-up been like? Because you talk about farmers being businessmen, but there are certain people that are slightly more traditional and they may be skeptical of this new technology. Have you found resistance to it, or has it been embraced?
Look, we've had a mixed response. I mean, like you said, there's late adopters, early adopters, and then everyone in between. Early adopters, in terms of large corporate farmers that are using data at the moment, have signed up immediately, and we've got 3 years worth of like relationships with them where we fly all their orchard every year, and they've incorporated our software as literally a unit within their businesses. There are more traditional farmers that I would say we spend a little bit more time in. We conduct trials and demonstrations. But what we have seen is that these traditional farmers, once we show them the benefit and then physically take them to these, let's say, poor performing trees in their orchards and prove the data to them, and they sign up, they become lifelong partners and they start adopting technology into their farming practices more and more and more. So it's actually a great journey that I've seen that we walk with these farmers, because we are actually showing them that data is not scary. And the way that we present the data is actually very actionable and easy to interpret.
What about other, we've been speaking about trees, what about other agricultural products, for example, wheat and maize and vegetables? Does your technology also work in those particular areas?
Oh, yes, it certainly does. All those crops are great for our products and services. We report on the health in a big circular pivot irrigation of wheat or barley or large broadacre dryland cropping. It certainly is. We've just found that the take up in terms of the high value per acre or hectare crops have been greater because the influences of your interventions are much slower compared to wheat. You know, wheat, you might see that there's a challenge. You might have poor performing areas in the orchard, in your field, and you could stage an intervention like a top dressing or a foliate spray, and within days there's an improvement. In the citrus, although let's say the permanent cropping industry, it's not like that. So farmers adopt our technology in those cropping areas because it's so much more relevant in terms of the cost saving in the future.
Where does it go from here, your business, that is? Obviously, we're talking about sub-Saharan Africa at the moment, or rather specifically at the moment, talking about South Africa, and you're in Cape Town speaking to me from there. But has it got the potential to spread throughout the continent and even further afield, for example, to the United States or to Europe?
Yes, our whole model is to be completely scalable on a global level, and we have already opened up commercial offices in the United States, in Los Angeles. We operate intensely in the Central Valley region on the West Coast and in the Florida region on the East Coast. We are now also live and operational in Australia and South America, and we are looking at going to Portugal and Europe probably within this year. So we are already on the ground on several continents around the world, operating and engaging with large-scale corporate farms.
Fourth Industrial Revolution is the revolution, the Industrial Revolution, that expands probably quicker than any of the previous three. So you must have intense competition as well, because people do pick up this technology and replicate it.
Yes, we do have competition. In South Africa, we're fortunate in the sense that the business started here. So when it comes to the quality of our machine learning models, no one can really compete because of the volumes of trees that we've scanned. In North America, there were several businesses there that have been operating there for several years. So we do have some competition. But what we have found is when it comes to the volumes of data collected, we are very much in a league of our own. I mean, just last week we counted and we've scanned more than 45 million trees worldwide since we started. And no competitor can really compete with that. So when it comes to the way that our artificial intelligence and our machine learning models have been trained, no one really competes on our playing field because of the vast volumes. And then I think most importantly is that we're a business that is kind of has a farmer's first model. So we spend a lot of time consulting with our farmers to make sure that when we deliver our services to them, that it's in a manner in which suits them rather than a manner in which we think that they need to interpret it at. And we found that our software and our apps have high engagement rates because it's so relevant to the farmer, because we're taking his consideration into account.
Very good. It's a good news South African story for a change. Vic, thank you very much for your time. That's Victor van den Berg from Aerobiotics. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.